during the Triduum for Thursday, Friday, and then again today, one of the things that I've been trying to remind ourselves, myself as well, is that we have to always try to figure out how does these scripture readings that we hear apply to my personal life? And there's a danger that if we look at them and we say, well, that happened a long time ago, isn't that great what Jesus did, but that was then and this is now, it robs us of not only what this is supposed to do, but it also robs us. I wouldn't go to church if I thought that these were just historical things that happened a long time ago. So the challenge is always to say, anytime you go to church, anytime you do the scripture readings, you should be asking yourself, how does this apply to me now? Okay? So whenever you approach the Lord and you have your hands open in prayer and you say, help me to apply this to my life, you'll get answers for that. I think that in every age there are people in the world who help to frame how that works in this day and age. And the one that I want to spend a few minutes this afternoon talking about is Archbishop Oscar Romero. Most of you probably have heard that Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was the Archbishop of El Salvador, was a great champion of social justice. He really worked for the poorest of the poor. The government in El Salvador didn't like him, and that's why they assassinated him at the altar in his cathedral, shot him right through the head in the middle of the Eucharistic prayer. That wasn't that long ago. He was someone for whom these readings were not just a historical event. They framed his whole way of looking at life. They framed his whole response as a person of faith. In doing some reading about Archbishop Romero, there was a book that was published that had some excerpts from some homilies that he did. And I took part of one of them out because to me it perfectly kind of explains and gives us an illustration of how we, you and I, try to figure out how we take something that seemed to have happened a long time ago and make it present now. So I adapted it a little bit, but these are basically Archbishop Romero's words. He said this in a homily in the cathedral in El Salvador. If Christ had become incarnate now and were a 33-year-old man today, he would be here in this church and we wouldn't know him from the rest of you. A 33-year-old man, a rural guy from Nazareth, here in the church, just like anyone else from our area. Jesus made flesh would be here, and we wouldn't know him, one who is completely like us. Perhaps outside the limits of this church, or even perhaps outside the limits of Catholicism, maybe there's more faith or more holiness. Remember, Jesus wasn't Catholic. He was Jewish. The Archbishop went on to say, so we must not extinguish the Spirit. The Spirit is not a monopoly of a movement or even a Christian movement of hierarchy or priesthood. The Spirit is free and wants women and men, wherever they are, to realize their call to find Jesus in all human flesh. Yes, finding Jesus in all human flesh. So I know that some people come to the cathedral who have even lost their faith and are now non-Christians. Let them be welcomed anyway. And if this message is saying something to them, I ask them to reflect in their inner consciousness, for like Christ, I could tell them, the kingdom of God is not far from you. Seek it, and you will find it. The Bible has a very meaningful expression, the Spirit makes all things new. We are those who grow old, and we want everyone made to our aged patterns, but the Spirit is never old. It's always young. Those are the last part of the Archbishop's words. And so we look at that on this Easter evening, and we say, so the thing we have to remind ourselves is that Christ is here right now. He's in the word that you've just heard proclaimed. He's certainly in the tabernacle. He's in our hearts. And he's present in the least among us, in the immigrant, in the stranger, the Democrat and the Republican, the people who think differently or look differently than I do or worship differently or not than I do. He's there. We need to remind ourselves always that there is never a person that Jesus does not love. And there's never a person that Jesus didn't die for. Those are the facts. So we spent 40 days in our pastorate during Lent, looking at our brokenness. So where's Jesus at? He's in our brokenness. Not when we run from it, but when we are honest with ourselves and face it, he's here in my brokenness and he's here in yours. He's here and many don't recognize him. I know that sometimes I don't recognize him. Maybe you don't either. But he's present in my brokenness and in yours. And it's only Christ who can heal us, not some self-help program, not some guru that you go from something else. Only Christ can heal our hearts. Just two cautions. If we do not believe that he is present, then this whole resurrection business is just a story about an awful death and an empty grave. What's more, if we don't believe that he can even heal my brokenness, then our faith, our religion, is nothing more than a polite club of supposedly like-minded folks. And if that's all it isn't worth a thing. But we do believe, don't we? That's why we're here on a 5 o'clock on an Easter Sunday. And even in our moments of disbelief, because we will have them, they happen. Bad things happen, we can't reconcile them, and it's hard for us. Even in our moments of unbelief, the power and the glory of the resurrection cannot be stopped or contained, ever. So let us rejoice and be glad, because Easter cannot be stopped. After all, we are an Easter people, and amen.